Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stop short of completely scrapping the deal. Iran signed the agreement with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, and Mr. Trump has repeatedly said Iran continues to violate the deal.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
The decertification would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could be just a few days away. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or a two-stage version, giving the missile a longer intercontinental range. Las Vegas police say they have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more at a country music concert earlier in the week. Local Sheriff Joe Lombardo spoke to reporters about their investigation and whether the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had accomplices.
You got to make the assumption he had to have some help at some point, and we want to ensure that that's the answer.
Investigators still searching for clues as to why Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of a hotel casino onto the concert venue. Police found at least 50 guns in Paddock's possession. This is VOA News. Thousands of illegal firearms have been surrendered in a three-month amnesty program reflecting Australia's tough gun controls. That report now from Reuters' Samantha Vadas.
Off the streets and in safe hands. That's the line from Australian authorities after 51,000 illegal firearms were handed over, part of the country's first gun amnesty in 20 years, which allows people to surrender firearms without punishment. It's an example of Australia's extremely tight stance on gun control, which Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says severely limits the chances of a Las Vegas-style shooting.
The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Despite its already tough rules on gun control, Australia kicked off a three-month gun amnesty in June. Officials say it's led to a fifth of illegal guns being surrendered, all of which will now be destroyed. The country's tough stance on firearms came after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, where 35 people were killed by a lone gunman in the island state of Tasmania. There have been no mass shootings in Australia since.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. U.S. military says a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack this week in Niger. Military officials saying the soldier went missing after a deadly ambush on a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. Three other U.S. soldiers were already confirmed dead after the attack earlier in the week. No one has claimed responsibility. Bangladesh says it will build one of the world's biggest refugee camps to house all of the 800,000-plus Rohingya Muslims who have sought asylum from violence in Myanmar. That story now from VOA's Steve Miller.
The arrival of more than half a million Rohingya Muslims from Buddhist-dominated Myanmar since August 25th has put an immense strain on camps in Bangladesh, where there are growing fears of a disease epidemic. Peter Meyer, the head of the Norwegian Red Cross, is in the area and working with Bangladeshi partners to treat those who need it.
So we're here to set up a field hospital for approximately 100 patients for the time being. That means inpatients with beds. And we're going to offer health service for the population in the region.
The United Nations has praised Bangladesh's extraordinary spirit of generosity in opening up its borders. But UNICEF Chief Anthony Lake and UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock said in an appeal for $430 million to provide aid that the needs of the Rohingya are growing at a faster pace than our ability to meet them.
That is VOA's Steve Miller reporting. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Heather Maxwell is currently on assignment. Enjoy this previously recorded show.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. As usual, I've got a wonderful mix of Pan-African music of all different eras and styles. Liberian hip-hop, South African house, Mande pop from Guinea and Mali, classic pachanga from Congo Brazzaville, and a lot more. I also have some news about Egyptian superstar Amra Diab and his new album, and a feature interview with American-based Kenyan brother duo Jabali Africa. Reporter Bill Odidi talks with them in Nairobi, where they're launching their new album. That's going to be great. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Here's Teddy Rai from Monrovia with his newest hit, In the Hole. Teddy Rai,
if you go down with me, you will lead in the hole. Yeah, man. When you pull for with me, you will lead in the hole. Yeah. Mosquito don't fly high like a bird. Let them body know me, I'm a bird. They wanna fly, but they're scared. They don't wanna have another murder. You pull for with me, you will lead in the hole. Don't go down, my piggy. Yeah, man. My piggy, when you go down with me, you will lead in the hole. Lead in the hole. Yeah. My man, don't disgrace yourself. Sabe, sabe, and you know you cheeky ass. I'm a don't call it cool for them, girl, girl. They already know you are dead. She know she not a chakra chakra. I got all my head. Tell you all, friend, I know that for my mind. Yo, I'm on a dark table. Oh, yeah, now you put at you. I'm on a dark table. What about all blue, blue? Friend, all of me, she love me. I love them, that girl, and they love me. So, what do you say, my piggy? What do you want, to my piggy? If you go down with me, you will leave. You pull for with me, you will lead in the hole. Yeah. Mosquito don't fly high like a bird. Let them body know me, I'm a bird. They wanna fly, but they're scared. They don't wanna have another bird. You pull for with me, you will lead in the hole.
You will lead in the hole. Yeah, man.
My piggy, when you go down with me, you will lead in the hole.
You will lead in the hole. Yeah. Oh, like you won't go there with me. See if you ain't looking jelly, won't eat the army. When you're sleeping at the town, we can be working. I see why I hit the road, everybody wants a selfie. I know I scrap up, but I resurrect, I wake up. I knew I'm clever, set on knowing it was Jesus. I had to understand, I let thinking make you suffer. I give you share, I give you trust, so then you want me, can you slip up? Letting the starting pa, let I want me, oh. The way I look in pa, let I want me.
If you go down with me, you will leave.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. And that was Teddy Rai from LIB.
Music Time in Africa. The best African music guaranteed.
Okay. Now, from Guinea, Sona Tata Conde. This is the title track of her new, hugely successful album, Innocente, released in April 2017.
On y va ensemble. Écoutez le nouvel concept qui va faire mal en Guinée 224. La danse innocente. Abidjan.
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Get ready to jam. Here's one of the hottest dances in South Africa, Go Bicicolo Tin 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 by Beezer and featuring Busiswa, SC Gorna, and Trigger.
Trick a man,
right. So now moving from that hot house dance jam from South Africa to Egypt, here's some news about Amr Diab, followed by his new hit single. Here to tell us about it is Usama Farag, VOA producer and music colleague from the English to Africa service right here in Washington, D.C. Okay, so Usama, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Dr. Maxwell, I'm very happy to join you for the first time on your show.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure. And I know you're an expert on Egyptian music in some ways because you were from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what is going on with Amr Diab.
Well, Amr Diab finally released his long-awaited album. Just two songs, and the rest of it will be released maybe in a couple of weeks. Final preparation is underway. And the name of the album is Maadi Nas. And it's worth noting, Heather, that several Egyptian and Arab musicians, singers, recorded their albums and they wanted to release it too during the summertime. However, when they found out that Amr Diab is releasing his new album, they got spooked. And they decided to postpone because they don't think that they can endure the fierce competition of Amr Diab.
Wow.
So, as you know, he is a Guinness World Record holder for the best-selling Middle Eastern artist. So he is by far the richest, the most popular, and I cannot understand why those artists are hesitant to release their albums. I guess they are going to wait for a month or two.
Even though he's much older than them, probably.
Yes, he's almost 60.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look 60, you know.
No, he looks great. At least on the photos I see, he looks awesome. In his music videos, he looks great.
Yes, and let's listen to this song. It's a nice one.
Okay. Thanks, Usama.
اللي بالدنيا ومالي عليا. Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Yeah, so now you're up to date on Amro Diab. Let's move over to France with Maître Gims. Sapé comme jamais, remix.
Sapé, un bolide. C'était bon monde dans le bolide. Allez, tout le monde à faire chant mon fusil de sang. Zahir, reconnais pas contrefaçon. Regarde, toi, tu connais ma notion. Les rois de la sapé, la chocoration. Sapé comme neve, des neve dans le carré. 20 bouteilles sur la table, je vais encore finir bourré.
Passe avant minuit,
passe avant minuit.
Je vais te faire vivre un dream. T'avances sur la piste, les yeux sont rivés sur toi, les habits qui brillent. Tels les mille et une nuits, Paris est vraiment ma, 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 ma. Ça fait comme jamais.
Bienvenue dans la terre du milieu. On est sapé comme jamais. Les cœurs en poussière pour un demi-lieu. Normal que l'on casse la démarre. Où sont ces photos que je démarre? Je suis sur la piste pour la laisser des tumeurs. Autour du poignet, j'ai le salaire à Neymar. Dans mes grands coups, je vois l'avenir. Le meilleur reste à venir. Allô, tout gradure, craca. Imaginez ce craca. Ah ouais, mani, craca. Mais tout team, c'est craca.
Beau gosse, vamos, bouge à Phuket, et moi demain. Je fais les 100 pas, je pense au pesos. J't'oublie, tu boudes, et moi de loin. Roger, Mila, Weya, Gogba, comme eux, j'ai marqué le terrain. J'ai un jean en or, Balmain, j'ai un jean en or, cousin.
Passe avant minuit,
passe avant minuit.
Je vais te faire vivre un dream. T'avances sur la piste, les yeux sont rivés sur toi, les habits qui brillent, tels les mille et une.
Listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Enjoy.
All right. Hello, everybody. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour, at which time you'll meet Jabali Africa, my featured artist on today's show. In the meantime, though, enjoy this beautiful little piece by Amir Gwertzman, an Israeli artist known for his mastery of reed and woodwind instruments all around the world. And it's featuring Manu Gallo from La Côte d'Ivoire. Number was Kalimba Gigi by Amir Gwertzman and Manu Gallo. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.
Money fall on you, banana fall on you, brother fall on you, 'cause cause I'm in love with you. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo. I'm in love with you. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you. They talk. Yeah. Tell me why then they use Panadol for our headache. Yeah. How I go chop if my baby no chop? Yeah. They want to spoil our market. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah, I don't wanna be a player no more. Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo. I'm in love with you. Money fall on you. Banana fall on you. Paparazzi follow you. Cause I'm in love with you. If I offend you.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Ah, Davido does it again with Fall.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Now, the Kenyan brother duo, known as Jabali Africa, normally live in the Washington, D.C. area. I've had them here on my show before. So if you're not Kenyan, you may remember them from that. But the brothers are currently back in Kenya, launching their newest album. Bill Odidi reports from Nairobi.
Hello, Heather and Karibu. Welcome from me, Bill Odidi, for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi, Kenya. And I'm here with some special guests. They're two Kenyan brothers who've lived in the U.S. for many years, and they're back home to launch their new album. So just before we get to the music, I will allow them to introduce themselves.
Joseph Asikoye, Jabali Africa. We're here.
Justo Asikoye, Jabali Africa.
Okay, just introduce something from the new album before we speak about the musical direction on the new album by Jabali Africa.
There's a single that we wanted to release first that is called His God. So this song is talking about the Most High and the things that surround us every day and the lives that we lead.
I don't need to go to the church. I don't need no conviction. Existence. I don't want no confession when I feel he's living in
Now that's a deeply spiritual song, He Is God by Jabali Africa on Music Time in Africa. This is a new album from the Kenyan group. It's called Nakumbuka, which is the Swahili word for I remember. Now, how is this album different from your previous albums?
We concentrated more on the basis, like the foundation, that is drums, and more emphasis on the vocals.
Mm-hmm. And so in a way, you're going back to where it all started, because this was very much your style.
And arrangement-wise, too.
We incorporated the kalimba into our music for the first time, I think, right? This is the first album.
Yeah, and also the writing, because we've matured, and we are not quitting music anytime soon. So there's, if I compare with where we started, we've grown tremendously, you know. To me, it's a cool reflection of my growth.
And then we have guests too.
Yeah, we have guests.
Which leads us to the next song. So that's about the guests on the album.
Mashindani is a song we did with Sama Mapangala.
Kusema watasema, mwisho watachoka, misemo haiui, ni baraka o.
Very sweet song, Mashindani, which says, do not listen to what other people say about you, because eventually they'll get tired of talking about you. And in any case, words have never killed anyone. Jabali Africa from Kenya, along with Samba Mapangala, who's a great vocalist, originally from the DRC, but who for many years was based in Nairobi before shifting to America. Josek and Justo, how do you write the songs for the group? Do you write together or do you write separately?
Well, sometimes we both write. It sometimes is inspired differently and inspired differently. On this album specifically, we wanted the acoustic feel. Mm-hmm. We wanted the raw thing.
Okay.
Basically, most of the songs are acoustic, vocal, kalimba, you know, and percussion.
Let's go back to the album. I think you're going to tell us about the next song that we're playing from Jabali Africa, the new album, Nakumbuka.
Lady Africa.
It's a twist, basically influenced by the Fela Lady twist. And the song is acoustic, two acoustic guitars. It's all, and we use a lot of percussion in it. If you listen to the sound, it's more Kenyan. It's an Afrobeat meets the Kenyan sound.
If you call an African woman, woman, she no go. Yeah. If you call an African woman, woman, she no go. She go tell you, mister, call me lady. She go tell you, mister, call me lady. Oh, my lady.
Lady-o. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Borrowing from the great Fela Kuti. That's Lady Africa by Jabali Africa. That's a group fronted by the two Kenyan brothers, Josek and Justo Asikoye. They both have been speaking to us on Music Time in Africa. The new album is titled Nakumbuka. It's released on their own Culture Hub label. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. What a shame my time has run out, but I look forward to the next time that I'm able to speak to you again, and that will be very soon. Right now, I'll hand you right back to Heather Maxwell. Take it away, Heather.
Lady, oh, oh my lady.
Lady, oh.
Thank you, Bill, and Jabali Africa. When Josek and Justo return to the U.S., I'll have to bring them back to VOA. Find out how the rest of the launch went. Speaking of African women, here's one of my favorites. Yours too, probably. Yemi Alade.
I'm thinking of you.
Gospel on the beat. Easy, baby.
I see you, baby.
Listen me now.
Have you take over you?
What have you done to me?
Done to me.
You're taking over me.
Over me.
What have you done to me?
Through me.
I beat them send you.
Send you.
Hey. Boy, you know.
boy, I'm thinking about you. Every night, yes, I'm thinking about you. Every time, me, I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you, yeah, yeah.
You mean I'm taking all of ha. Don't worry, I can be your keeper. And the money up in the tongue, yeah, I get it. Half a marathon, I got 100 meters. I brought me to my man, I got a cup on a pita. See you where you wine. Oh, now this ain't come there, I won't tell you your wine. But tell you go the odds, it gets you cross the line. As long as you know, say you ready to get out tonight. Mbola, that me bully evil. Nah, fool, someone, I brought a mosquito. And I won't come now, I just can't believe you. Isn't the gum your heart come up with a thief?
Have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
Put on your dance shoes now, peeps. It's pachanga time. Here's Le Bantu de la Capitale from Congo Brazzaville with Bantu Pachanga.
Para gozar, elixir de la vida, Bantu pachanga para gozar, elixir. Y llega la orquesta Bantú. Óigame, compa y malanga, con sabor y alegría, ponce ahora el violín perfumado con el agua del río Congo. Kinshasa, Libreville, Luanda, Yaoundé, Dakar, Bamako, Cotonou, Abidjan, París, Nueva York, La Habana, Puerto Rico y Colombia. Vacila la orquesta Bantú de la capital del Congo Brazzaville. Para chico, qué rico suena esto, compadre.
I'm in Africa. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. Heading down south now and back in time to 1992, we can cool our jets a little bit and enjoy this lilting, wonderful beat by none other than the great Oliver Mutukudzi.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, this is Heather, and here's the last song of the hour, Nyangran, by the late Issa Bagayogo of the Democratic Republic of Mali.
Sambe ni rofu kura pelenga chowye. Enga kura ngula lika fulibeo. Enu musri di niroba wole. Sama wole bama bagama. Kawapa ngulo baye wole basira fadone isara.
Ningume kia
mwale. Patedo kono nana wole basira fatedo kono nana kwa.
All right, and with that awesome sound from Mali, it's time to sign off. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Kindly remember that a program change has gone into effect. The first 5 minutes of every MTIA show now brings you current news. So you can enjoy 5 minutes of current news right at the top of the hour, and then I join you with my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC, and then again on Saturdays and on Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you know, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa.